finger. And just, this is how nuts this whole thing is. Like.
The 500-kilometre-long border that separates Northern Ireland in the UK and the Republic of Ireland is almost invisible. Farmer Damien McGenity lives next to it in County Armagh in the north, where he points out whole houses divided by an international boundary.
And these houses here, they get their electricity from the south and their water from the north. And this one that you see in front of you, that's having an extension built. The extension's in the south and the main house is in the north. And as you go up the hill, those other houses, they are actually divided. Not physically, but they are divided by the border. They're built on the border.
During the three-decade-long conflict between Unionists and Republicans, this border was heavily militarised with British Army checkpoints and soldiers overlooked by hilltop watchtowers. Some worry that post-Brexit this border will be hardened again as Britain adopts different regulatory systems.
So there has been some movement down, but overall it's a disaster. You know, it's going to be a disaster for the town.
Around 30,000 people cross the Irish border every day. Many live in the north and work in the south and vice versa. As such, the Irish Republic is the most exposed to the economic reverberations of Brexit. Just south of the border in Dundalk, Paddy Malone, an accountant and member of the Chamber of Commerce, says that when Britain sneezes, Ireland catches cold.
There are companies that have already moved in from the north and from the UK that are looking for an EU passport, and they've settled here, and we're very happy to welcome them. But if I'm looking at the retail sector, if I'm looking at the 3,000 people that cross the border on a daily basis, if I'm looking at family lives, if I'm looking at the tourist industry, and I can ram off another half a dozen industries, there's losses. So on an overall basis, is the economy going to win on an overall? No. The best we can hope for is to minimise the losses that this impact will have. So that's our concern. We cannot win, but we will lose. It's just to minimise the loss.
Combilift, a manufacturer of boutique forklift trucks, is one of the biggest employers along the Irish border. Based in County Monaghan in Ireland, they create, assemble and ship their product to more than 85 countries around the world. But Managing Director Martin McVicar is already altering his supply chain because of the uncertainty around Brexit.
So today when we're looking for new suppliers, we're actively looking for new suppliers from mainland Europe or the Republic of Ireland, rather than trying to increase our supply base from the UK, because we don't want to be subjected to pay import duty on our raw material coming in for products that we might be selling to other countries around the world. Now, we still deal with many UK suppliers, but our supply base is not growing from the UK market.
If the UK loses its membership of the customs union and single market, so-called hard Brexit, it's highly likely it would have to pay tariffs on goods and services it exports to its largest trading partner, the European Union. There would also be increased checks on goods at borders. Practical solutions are tricky to find, as Professor Federico Fabbrini from Dublin City University's Brexit Institute points out.
So a second solution that was proposed by the UK government is to develop technological ways to mitigate the need for a border. But the reality is the UK has not brought forward any operational practical way of achieving those objectives, and all the comparative examples we have show that in reality, when there is a border, you have a border.
Damien McGenity, the farmer, has been vociferously campaigning against Brexit. He worries that World Trade Organization tariffs and border checks in a no-deal scenario would kill businesses.
We know other businesses whose product crosses the border 3, 4, and 5 times. They have no clue what they're going to do other than move south. Because if there's a hard Brexit and you have WTO and you have tariffs, one move across the border would kill the business, never mind 3, 4, or 5. And when you look at those isolated cases and expand them across the economy, you know, we're looking over a cliff, really.
Andrew Connolly for RFI on the Irish border.